Welcome into a special trade edition of the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast. My name is James Naveau from NBC5 Chicago. James Lawoski is enjoying the President's Day holiday, and I am here to talk to you good folks about a trade that the Chicago Blackhawks just made, acquiring a third-round pick from the Washington Capitals in exchange for defenseman Michael Kempney. That news coming after the Blackhawks' morning skate today, where Kempney was the lone active member of the team to not be on the ice. Reporters went into the dressing room after their morning skate before their game against the LA Kings to find Michael Kempney walking out with his hockey sticks and telling them that he had been traded to the Capitals. Now, obviously, this isn't a massively significant trade in terms of how it's going to impact the team on the ice this season. Kempney's only appeared in 31 games, has been shuffled in and out of the lineup a lot, has a goal and six assists in those 31 games with the Blackhawks, but now will add a pretty solid depth piece, I think, to the Washington Capitals. I think that that's going to be a good pickup for them, especially for a third-round pick. That's not exactly a, you know, huge asset to give up, but it's something that the Blackhawks could potentially use in the draft as they're kind of looking to build up their organizational depth at a lot of different positions. I think that a third-round pick there, probably about a good valuation for Michael Kempney. Now, what it means for the team, I think from a bigger picture perspective, I think that obviously Michael Kempney was on an expiring contract. We're not going to be able to read a whole lot into, you know, what the Blackhawks were thinking of him, other than obviously they had no intention of keeping him beyond this season and really hadn't really been working him into the lineup a whole heck of a lot on the blue line lately anyway. So what I think for the Blackhawks is this means two things. One, it means that the sell-off, I think, is going to kind of begin in earnest here. I think you are going to see probably a few more moves. Nothing earth-shattering, I wouldn't think. Maybe a Ryan Hartman trade could be in the offing. Perhaps a trade of Artem Anisimov could also happen. I mean, I'm kind of thinking on that level. I'm not thinking bigger picture here in terms of veterans getting moved. However, one analyst does disagree with me, and that is Brian Lawton from the NHL Network. He thinks that defenseman Brent Seabrook could actually be a guy the Blackhawks look to move in the next week or so as the NHL trade deadline is coming closer. Seabrook was one of the guys that he mentioned in a tweet yesterday. He had mentioned that Seabrook was one of the guys who could get moved. Erik Karlsson on that list, Ryan McDonagh on that list, OEL from Arizona on that list, Semyon Varlamov from the Avalanche. He listed a lot of pretty big names, and he said that these are shocking names that could get moved. Now, obviously, Brian Lawton's been around the NHL for a very long time, was a player, GM. I mean, he knows the game. I still don't think that Brent Seabrook is on that trade block right now, at least in terms of active discussions. I think the Blackhawks would like to trade him, but I don't think you're going to see that happen in season unless something really, truly shocking happens. Now, I will say, like I said, that the Ryan Hartman trade could still happen, an Artem Anisimov trade could happen. I think those are the types of guys that you could look and see being moved at the deadline. Now, the second thing that I find really interesting, as opposed to just the trade pieces themselves, is I think it's interesting that the Blackhawks have kind of decided that they're going to move out some defensemen. And I think that is a little bit surprising, considering that really what their depth is, what they have a lot of, are those third and fourth line forwards, your David Camps, your Tommy Wingles, your Lance Bomas. They have a lot of those guys. They don't really have a lot of defensive prospects that they're looking at and going, oh yeah, those guys are definitely here for the future. And you just moved two of your younger, less experienced defensemen. You moved Ville Poka in a trade with the Ottawa Senators, and then you end up moving Michael Kempney in this trade with the Capitals. Now, that could mean that they like what they've seen from Carl Dahlstrom so far. Excuse me. They could look to maybe move Luke Snuggerud up sooner rather than later. You could be looking at a scenario where Henry Yokoharu is going to get a look. Obviously not this season, but potentially have a chance to make the team out of camp next season. The Blackhawks are clearly laying the groundwork for some of the younger defensemen in their system to kind of start making their way up. And obviously, we don't know whether those younger defensemen are going to make it at the NHL level. The Blackhawks haven't exactly shown an ability to develop young defensemen over the years, your Dylan Olsons and stuff like that. They haven't shown really an ability to develop anybody. They've had to go out and acquire guys like Johnny Oduya via trade. Obviously, Jan Ruda had a strong start to the season, but has fallen off the table precipitously. Gustav Forsling has been sent down to the AHL now twice in his young career. I mean, these guys who the Blackhawks have thought very highly of have ended up going back down to the minor leagues or haven't really panned out. And Michael Kempney is just another example of that. Now, whether it was just his style clashing with Joel Quenneville or if he's not really going to be an everyday NHL defenseman, I mean, whichever narrative ends up being the case, the fact still remains that the Blackhawks have yet to really show that they can develop new defensemen. Obviously, your Brent Seabrooks and your Nick Jalmersons and your Duncan Keiths have panned out, but those guys were drafted way, way long before Stan Bowman really had any pull in the organization, before he had any real lasting impact. And I think it's really interesting that they have not really been able to get that pipeline going the way that they have with quality forwards. And to see them kind of start trading off some of these defensive assets instead of going to that depth of the forward department, I think shows that they're looking to give some of these other younger guys a look at the NHL level. And if they don't pan out, then they've got some serious work to do as they move forward. The Blackhawks still well out of a playoff position. They're not going to make it. Sorry. I know the 7-1 win felt great over the Capitals. They're obviously not going to make the postseason this year, but I think this is the first salvo, if you will, the first real move the Hawks are going to make here coming up to the deadline. And I would not be surprised at all if they made a couple more minor transactions, if they kind of try to look for more pieces for the future. This team is clearly in a mode where they're trying to acquire future assets while giving up short-term ones. So I think some more trades are coming. I think the Kempney move is just the first of many to come. We will see. I don't have the sources that, you know, Jay has or anything like that, so I can't tell you with any certainty who's going to move, but I think there's going to be some movement that's going to start happening here in the next few days. Thank you guys very much for listening to this little brief podcast. I know it's only 8 minutes long here, so just a little taste of what you're going to get from us today. We're also going to be having a post-game podcast. I'm going to be doing that one after the Blackhawks, hopefully, I don't know, do we hope they lose to the Kings and improve their draft stock? I don't know if we're at that point yet, but I'll address that. I'll address the controversy of the weekend with the Devontae Smith-Pelly incident. I'll hit on that a little bit in the post-game show. I will also be appearing on 670 The Score tonight with Jay Zawoski, talking some Blackhawks, probably talking about this trade, obviously, and kind of, you know, what's to come with this team. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you, as always, to our tremendous sponsors like Marishka's and Triple Threat Sports and Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe and, of course, Seat Giant. Thank you to all of them, and thank you to all of you for listening to this special Michael Kempney is Gone, Long Live Michael Kempney edition of the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast.